And we're back here on the KCII Radio Coaches Corner. The Kyoto boys basketball team had a successful first week of play last week, going 2-1, and a lot of that success came on the back of J.D. Stout, including a 40-point performance against Lone Tree in an 86-74 win in their second game of the season. And since that game, as of Friday afternoon, he's averaging 26 points per game so far this season. As a result, he is this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for boys basketball. This interview is presented to you by Keokuk County Health Center and Kyoto Transmission and Repair. J.D., thanks for coming on.
Yep, thanks for having me.
So, this is the second time you've been named the Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, this time for boys basketball. I know you've been a football player the last few months or so, had a pretty great season over there, and now it's onto the basketball court for you. First of all, I just want to ask, how has the transition been?
Oh, I mean, they're two different sports. They're not really similar, but, I mean, I feel like football just, it keeps you prepared. I mean, play defense, physical, and it just keeps you well-conditioned and helps me stay in shape.
So, you know, at one point you had said that basketball is your favorite sport of all of the ones that you're involved in. With the first week of play, you've had a pretty good season so far, including a 40-point performance against Lone Tree last Thursday night. What's been going right for you? How have you been finding your shots so far?
Shots have been going in. I mean, that's always a real big plus. My teammates have just helped me get open, and I mean, we've just been playing good. Our first game, we kind of struggled against Sigourney. Nothing was going in, but I mean, we got young guys, and we're figuring out how to mesh. And once we do that, I think we'll be a really high-tier team, very good.
So as a junior this season, you're kind of into the thick of your high school career at this point, your third season. How has this one so far been different than the last couple?
Oh, this season, I've really been trying to step up as a leader. I mean, the past two seasons as a freshman and as a sophomore, you always have, like, the upperclassmen, like, lead the team. And this year, I know I had to step up as my role as being one of the team leaders because I'm really one of few that have on our team that have played a lot of varsity minutes and understand how to play the varsity game.
Sure. What has it been like for you so far, kind of taking the younger guys? I know you kind of mentioned earlier that some of them were taking a little bit to mesh in that Sigourney game, but ever since then, things have been clicking for you guys. How has it been working with the younger guys?
I've been playing with for a while. I mean, they're sophomores. They're a year younger than me. I've played with them before, but a lot of them have just stepped up and just surprised me. Carson Sprouse comes in. I mean, there for a while, he didn't miss. He made like 8 or 10 threes in a row. Luke Hammond, he's taking on a big role. Grady Dua, he's been a beast on defense. And they're just learning how to play the game, the faster pace of a varsity game, and it's just looking really good.
So kind of going off the basketball court now, I know you've said that basketball is your favorite sport. Do you have any particular team that you like to follow, professional, college, anything?
It was nice to see the Hawks get a win last night against Iowa State. That was nice to see. But I like LeBron and following him in L.A. It's been cool.
So would you say he's your favorite player then?
Yeah, he's my favorite player.
Not a bad choice, for sure. And I know between football and basketball season, there probably wasn't a whole lot of free time for you. But how did you spend maybe those 2 or 3 days that you might have had between the end of football season and the start of basketball practice?
I've been trying to take it easier. After football, you're just sore and you're knowing basketball's coming along. But a lot of our guys just play after school. We go in and play on Sundays. We were anticipating the season and ready for it to start. We were really excited. So we spent a lot of time in the gym.
3-1 as a team so far. What's been the best part of the season for you so far, especially going up against a few conference schools already and getting a couple wins?
Well, the best part of the season, I mean, just the guys I play with. I love this team, and this has been one of my favorite seasons so far, and we've only had, 4 games? I mean, just the environment that we create, our crowd, our fans, it's just been awesome.
So, JD, our sponsor, Jed Physical Therapy, their mantra is movement is your medicine. Just in terms of physical activity that you like to do, obviously staying in shape is a thing, and you got to get warmed up somehow before any sort of game that you play. Between football and basketball season, what are some different things that you do in basketball that you might not do in football to get yourself prepared for a game?
Football, I feel like we stretch a little, more stretches focused on our legs, trying not to get cramped up. But, I mean, basketball, we go out and stretch, maybe not the same exact kind of stretching that we do, but mentally, I think you have to be more prepared for a football game. But I don't know. There's not much difference.
Sure. Well, JD, that's about all I've got for you in terms of questions. Any other thoughts from you on the season so far going into some of these next games coming up?
Oh, I think this Saturday is going to be a true test. I think Waco has they're a really respectable ball team, and they came out and beat us last year. So I hope to snag that one.
Sure. Well, JD, thanks for coming on, and best of luck to you in the coming games.
Yep, thank you.
That was J.D. Stout, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for boys basketball. This interview was presented to you by Keokuk County Health Center and Kyoto Transmission and Repair. We'll have more on the KCII Radio Coaches Corner next.